Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, Art, and Rob.
Hey, everybody. Good
evening, everybody.
All right. So, who wants to go through the recap from last time? We'll do our question of the day later, for reasons that will become apparent.
I died.
There's our reason.
Yeah, that is also the reason why we're doing the character the question of the day later. Not at all, because I totally forgot it was my turn.
But yeah, so basically we finished up, I think we finished up the fire episode of the...
Yeah, we fought the fire snake thing and... you guys are still in the dungeon itself.
Yes.
And what
Dravara count?
The Dravara Consortium. No, Dravara Institute.
Oh, Institute. Shoot. Yep.
They're owned by the Dravara Consortium. That's a thing. But anyway, so all right, yeah, they killed some stuff. They fought some stuff, and then the big snake malfunctioned or just went Nova, and to save his friends, Codex threw himself onto the fire.
Literally.
Yeah, but because he was carrying the Mech Titan core, his consciousness seems to have been bound to it. So we'll see where that goes. All right, so we open up under the scene of, well, the same room they were in before, and
exactly where they were last episode.
They hear Codex talking from the speaker on the side of a ball. He's like, "Hey, you throw like a girl."
Yes, I do.
And he's like, "Pick me up. I don't want to be left here."
I don't know. You better be treating us better than that.
And as, you know, Codex kind of razzes you, which he seems strangely upbeat for what happened to him, you hear a cracking noise coming from up by what you would have called a throne if it had a chair on it. Rather, it's more like a dais with, you know, where the snake was coiled.
Okay. I'm going to head over in that direction.
All right. So you make your way over, and written in English, floating words appear, and it says, "Our apologies for the final guardian's malfunction. As a reward, we will be providing you with a replacement." And that's
oh yeah,
that's all it says. I'm sorry, as a consolation, we'll be providing you with a replacement. And as you look behind, like the writing, the floating letters, it fades away, and the wall in back slides to the sides. And inside are two things. A box, about the same size as what you're used to, about the size of like a footlocker, and a 10-foot block of ice, inside of which is someone Rob is going to describe.
All right. You will see a person that's 6'1", dark hair, and, well.
Is he wearing a suit or no?
Yeah, he is wearing a suit.
What's the pattern / color?
The suit is pattern. I haven't really thought of just yet. So you catch me off guard about that.
You had a week.
It's mostly lightweight looking clothing, more akin to like a boxer, what a boxer might wear, including foot wraps and a headband.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a slate on top of the box. As you walk forward,
okay.
Slate says, "Thaw him out." Contents of box may assist.
All right, then I guess we're gonna.
And by the way, to be clear, that's rather than being like perfect runes, that's written in English, and you don't recognize the handwriting, but now you have handwriting from someone who at least knows this place exists, which has never happened. Just so it is a new thing. I was just informing you have a new thing.
Okay. So we'll check the box for traps.
Yes. Seems legit. Roll,
what do I roll?
Investigation.
That is an 8. 16 plus 8.
Yeah, you crush it. There are no traps.
Good job, Natalie. I opens it.
Inside, you find Art. I'm sorry, Rob. Would you like to roll a d4? Or would you like as someone else? Or you get to pick who rolls the d4.
I'll roll it. 4.
You find 6 silverish metal, silver metal with a strip of gold around it. Baseball sized objects.
So 6 silver orbs?
Yeah, with a gold band around them. And there is a, and what you're going to find is there is actually a note describing what it is.
As your person to identify as dead.
Correct. They are chi siphons. Ready for me to give you details? Or you want to finish writing that down? And by the way, chi is QI. Let me know when you're ready.
Sorry, I had to stop and spell in my head.
Ready?
Okay.
30-foot radius. It's a power and magic EMP.
Magic what?
Magic and power EMP.
Early morning puke.
Early morning peanut butter.
Echo Michael Papa. It's a DC 18 to ignore it or to concentrate on a spell while inside it.
Oh.
So let's say, you know, you want to be able to kind of like force your way through the effect.
How long does it last?
1d4 plus 2 rounds. But it is total power suppressant, just like the FSA elevator.
Oh, that'll be fun.
But it's not quite as powerful because it's a grenade. And like I said, it's a 30-foot radius. It's a pretty big-ass radius.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 6 of them. Because Rob rolled a 4 for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You also find a... It looks like a really short spear. Like, it's only about 4 foot long. Do you take it out?
Yes.
When you take it out, it grows to the length that would be comfortable to use as a spear. And, you see a little card mm-hmm. below it. And it is an Atlantean combat spear.
Jesus Christ, of course it's Atlantis.
You know that you're on Atlantis.
Oh, yeah, duh.
And here's the thing.
I forgot.
It does 1d6 cantrip damage in both ranged and melee. And it shoots energy bolts.
All right. Cool. Spear. This is for you, Paul. When you find my notes and you're like, what is she even talking about?
And then it has a once-a-day line that you could use. That you're pretty sure that's what it's talking about to carve... You know, at least most of the ice off because it lasts for a round.
Okay.
So you can go, you know, and cut them most of the way out.
Why am I thinking like the gun lance ability from Monster Hunter?
No, I'm thinking more from, oh God, what was the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
With Sylvester.
I know Demolition Man.
Because that was the one that they cut him out of the frozen
thing. Yeah. Okay. Very similar to that. But it basically, and also it's, you know, you see in like space things where they did, where, you know, like let's say like He-Man, they had spears that shot bolts of energy. It's that kind of stuff. Or like kind of like the custodian guard, you know, having a spear that shoots shit, but it's an energy blast.
All right.
Anyway, that's what you have there, and it doesn't need attunement. It just, when you pick it up, that's what it does.
Damage type?
It is piercing in melee. It is force at range. And the beam is fire. It's a 30-foot range beam at double damage.
Oh, for the line effect is double
damage? It's double D6 cantrip.
So that'd be, what, D8s for us, right?
No, D6s, but 2D6s instead of...
Oh, 2D6s.
Because we're at...
Fifth level would be 4d6.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But you can sweep it, so effectively it's a line, but it's like a laser. So you could do a 30-foot cone with it, or even a 30-foot radius if you spin. It's an adjustable range, basically. It's 30-foot of pick a thing. Cone, radius, whatever have you.
So the question is, do we trust them?
The guy that was found in an icebox? Well, I feel...
His eyes are open.
I feel...
It doesn't matter to us.
I feel like we should. And then... But if not, you know...
Well, we can always just push him off the island.
And we can just push him off the island.
You gotta get him to the top first, but yeah. You're not wrong.
All right, so I'll go ahead and grab the spear and...
Yeah.
Carve him out.
Oh, duh. That's why they... I just thought we just found a random spear. I thought the box would have, like, a blow dryer in it.
No, that's
I'm tired, Paul. I don't know, man.
Honestly, if you're fast enough, you could...
I just thought there was just a random spear in the room.
If you're fast enough, you could actually carve him out almost entirely. But you have one... You have 6 seconds. So it's like... Walk, and then you get, like, it's the person-shaped ice cube. Hey, Art, roll me dexterity. Actually, are you doing it, or is Athena?
I'm more dexterous.
Also, you're proficient with a spear.
And I'm proficient with a spear. Perhaps I should do it.
Yeah, you're
going full Aloy with this spear.
I love it. What am I, just dex?
Dex plus, roll your bow to hit, minus two.
Bow to hit, minus two.
Yes.
So, eight, plus eight, so my dex.
Your dex is 5.
My dex is plus 8.
That's your saving throw, sweetie.
Oh, well, you could have just said saving throw. I'm just going to roll plus 8.
Roll plus 8.
Okay, 15 plus 8.
Yeah, no, you... wow, you really nailed that. You even get underneath his armpits, so he's just kind of like a man made out of ice right now. Mm-hmm. Roll a strength save, Rob. Or actually, roll athletics. Are you trying to break yourself out, or are you going to let them do it? Do you trust them to try to break you out?
I mean, I've been doing a pretty good job.
I'm going to try to help once the beam stops.
That's a good idea.
That's an 11 plus athletics and strength are the same number.
So you did not break free.
15. Yeah. 11 on the die plus 4.
Are you proficient?
Yeah. In both strength saves and athletics.
Got it. Yeah. So yeah, you 15, the ice starts to crack. And with a surge of will... You shatter the ice around you, and what
so
is your
cold? So cold.
Oh, and your card, the card you carry for the Drevar Institute, dings.
Ding.
Mission 3 completed. Their card dings as well, and as you watch, they vibrate because it like floats out of your pocket. Their cards vibrate and slam together.
Well.
Back.
I didn't do it. It was the cards. The heart of the cards.
Yeah, this place is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are you from?
How'd you get here? Who are you?
Well, my name is Valerian.
Mm-hmm. Valerian.
I'm from Louisiana. My name is Valerian. And I'm from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's so cold.
What year?
I'll pull it. I want to say it's 2026, but I might be wrong.
No, unless I time traveled. Did I time travel? Because I had that idea before. Then we're in 2030?
I'm looking. It is. It's officially 2030.
It's 2030. Early January.
Okay. Well.
As far as I know, I haven't been frozen too long, but I'm...
You were conscious the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
let's see how many days you've been in there.
It was early January. It's now...
It's been 8 days. So... It's like March, I believe, is where you guys are at, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
No?
Yeah.
No, February. Because it was going to be Valentine's Day. So yeah, it was beginning of February when you went in, and now it's like the 10th.
Okay, I went into the institute on the 2nd of February.
Which institute?
The Drevaren.
Okay, where?
In Louisiana, Nolens.
Well,
you're not in Nolens anymore, boy.
This is where you go.
Shit.
Shit. What the hell?
So, perhaps...
What the frozen hell? Then where am I?
Also, it's hot as shit where you are right now.
Not to me.
No. Your body is warming up. It's uncomfortable. You're going from extreme cold to extreme heat. You're sweating like a...
Imagining there's still blocks of... There are chunks of ice around me still melting.
Oh, there is, so but, I'm still but feeling the cold. Literally, it's melting as you can watch into pools. And the farther away from where you are, the hotter it gets.
So, how old are you?
I'm turning 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to...
I don't think there's any way of explaining around this. I think it's just we found a boy in an ice box or an ice cube and we freed him.
Yeah.
You guys have Veronica disabled while you're inside the Gerard Institute, right?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't
work. She doesn't work.
Her network connection is, but have you ever, you've talked to her while she was inside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you say, who is he? You hear in your earpiece, student is Valerian.
My name is Valerian Gray.
Student is Valerian Gray of the Southeast Cape School Feeder School.
Theater?
Feeder school.
I heard theater.
I
too.
Also third.
Presently, top of his class, slated to be transferred to Cape School Prime at the end of the month.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
y'all hearing a voice in your head?
No, you've dealt with Veronica.
I thought she was isolated just to.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. You did not hear that. Only they hear it. You don't hear anything.
Perception.
No,
it's their headphone.
It's.
I haven't passed the 21.
It's cranial. It's intracranial. It's not extra an earbud. It's
still a passive 21, and they're replying to it.
Oh, you did reply out loud.
Yeah.
I'll roll it. You'll have to roll. It's not a passive thing.
17 plus 11.
Yeah, you hear, like, it's the weirdest, like, it's the faintest thing, but you do hear what it's saying.
Who y'all talking to? Oh, sorry, not y'all.
No, well, y'all works.
Y'all works?
That's that, Louisiana, New Orleans, that's...
Yeah, I have not looked up the Louisiana accent at all.
Don't. It's hard to do it right.
Yeah, I probably...
And if you can say you've never looked it up, it's better than it being bad.
Well.
Is there a third one of you I'm not aware of?
We're not...
Yeah, he didn't make it.
I'm sorry.
You're his replacement.
Apparently.
According to the Institute.
This.
Mm-hmm. I just lost two team members of mine.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
Rough.
Didn't even get a chance to bury them or anything.
They got obliterated. Like, nothing left.
Yeah.
They'll describe the explosion, and it's identical to what you had, but instead of being heat, it was cold.
Well, all right. I hope you like cats, Valerian, and then the Murphy's head just pops out.
He says, who the fuck are you?
I'm Valerian.
See, he answers. Smarter than the average human. I like you.
All right.
He gives you a sniff and he says, dead people?
What the fuck? Murphy! You
smell like dead people.
Oh, Jesus.
I just had two of my friends die. Sensitive cat.
he like lifts a paw and points at his face. Cat. No, like your aura. There's dead people in it.
Jesus. Murphy.
Yes, I have the ability to see spirits. That's why you're... Yeah.
Also, yeah, you can definitely see... you do not see Codex's spirit. Because his spirit lives on. It's attached to his consciousness. That's my world's ruling. Your spirit is attached to your consciousness, and wherever your consciousness goes, your spirit comes with. This is a Paul decision for the universe as a whole. Which means, like, mind prison is really the worst thing you can do to somebody because their ass is trapped. But anyway, you guys kind of have a way out. You can talk to him, get to know him, do what you want. I've got a thing for when you leave. What? I have a thing, but until then, it's up to you guys.
Was this the last area? Did we not have anything else that we needed?
No, that was it.
You have not investigated this room at all.
Yeah, so we'll definitely investigate the room.
Mm-hmm. Can I get investigation and or perception, please? Everybody pick one.
Perception. 22.
Perception. Okay. Now, you're going to want to go to investigation. You're the only person who can do it.
Okay, so investigation is a 16 plus 8.
24. Okay, and I got a 22 for perception. Art, what would you like to roll? You're half proficient in either one, at least.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually do investigation. It's roll them. My perception.
Roll it's them like, bones.
Okay.
So, what's your roll on the investigation?
I rolled a 17 plus 5 for a 22.
Which I think Nelly had a 24.
16 plus 8.
24, 22, and 22.
Yep.
You guys are, like, nutting this out. I love it. So what you're going to find is one of the braziers up by the dais moves. The other one doesn't.
Who's the one that figured that out?
That would be Art and Natalie. One of them found one that moved, one found the one that didn't, which they thought was weird. And with the 24, you're pretty sure that them moving is normal.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one's stuck.
Mm-hmm. And with a perception, Rob, Valerian is going to see what appears to be there's a pattern on the floor that doesn't make sense. It's not symmetrical, but it's not like avant-garde or anything like that. There's obviously a pattern to it that you would need to figure out to do something. And it's up on the dais, so no one's really been up there besides you guys when you were in Ice Block.
Was there a similar pattern from my side?
You never got to see it. You got iced over pretty quick.
Okay.
Which
means they didn't complete theirs.
No, they killed the thing just like you guys did. But it was the final blast that took his two friends out. It was Big Gulp and Mercury.
Yep.
Okay. Big Gulp and you had Mercury. Okay. But yeah, so there's some kind of pattern and you guys can work together to figure that out. Talk it out, whatever you want to try and do. It's a pattern of colored tiles.
Okay. So we'll...
It really felt like you didn't finish that sentence. Sorry.
Well, are you going to try and roll checks? Are you going to look at it? Are you going to walk and touch it? What do you want to do? And with a roll that high, I'll give you a hint. It looks like you want, it's like a pattern you're going to want to walk. And then the last one is going to be towards the brazier that isn't moving.
And we'll relay that to the group.
I think you finally stopped shivering.
No, I still feel cold.
It's about 130 degrees where you're at right now. It's very uncomfortable. And you're not resistant to fire, right?
No. Cold.
So, no, you're okay. I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't like negative 50. It was probably like negative 10, but... Also, you're really fucking hungry.
Well, we have cat treats.
I do.
No, thank you.
Okay.
You pull him out in the chicken nuggets. He's like, Murphy likes food.
It's an endless treat bag. He wanted to fill it with chicken nuggets.
All right, there are chicken nuggets in there, by the way.
Oh, I believe him.
Murphy is a Maine Coon who's like 4 foot long. He eats human food sometimes.
He also thinks that he was King Tut in a previous life.
He does think that. This is for Arcos, goddammit, this cat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what would you like guys like to try and do? Or would you like to just leave it the fuck alone and move on? But I should describe these braziers. Because I have the image in my head. It has four legs that all come from a central trunk. Central trunk that flares into four elongated legs with spikes on spikes that go down to like a needle point, like almost perfectly flat, like down and then into needle points that land perfectly flat. And on top is a bowl of coals that is lit.
I'm saying we take some rolls because we don't really have too much information.
Yeah.
What would you like to try and roll?
Perception.
What do you... you can roll perception.
That's a 6 plus 11 for 17. Assuming this is like a skill challenge or...
There are a couple of solutions I have in mind and you would need a deck kind of check to get to them. Perception is not going to get you to one of the solutions.
But examining the floor.
Exactly.
Trying to look for any other hints is what I'm trying for.
I know, probably know the answer. Illusions would not help.
You're immune to illusions.
Right. So I can't roll to see if there is it is an illusion or not.
No, because you wouldn't see
it. Because I would just not see.
So, now, however, when you ask about that and you say, what colors do you see? You see fewer colors than everybody else.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
It looks like they see like half a dozen colors. You see three. You see red, yellow, and blue.
I knew it.
Is it colors of fire? The lower spectrum of fire?
Or primary colors?
No. However, the fire is green. When you look at it, it's changed. It was purple a second ago. Now it's green. And as you watch, goes to orange, back to purple, back to green. Looks like it changes every 30 seconds. And the other brazier matches it. But
so
you figured out it's probably not part of the puzzle.
With what I see, the colors, the three, red,
yeah, because essentially
red, blue, yellow,
you see the primary colors. Are
they in a line or no?
What it looks like is you find that you can find the two colors you want in pairs, or you could like hop from color to color to color to color to color.
Oh.
And let's say, you know, it's green. You pop on
blue and yellow.
And make sure you jump. Yes. And it looks like the final jump has you jump into the brazier.
Okay.
Okay. Could
let me go first. I want to get out of here.
I don't think that's the exit though.
I was looking to try.
Shit. Okay.
So I do let them know though that I see that it's the primary colors that they need to focus on.
And he's like, but there's purple ones right there.
No, you're going to want to focus on the primary colors. Cause I can, fun fact, you don't even know who we are. My name is Athena. I go by Mirage and I can see through illusions. And also I can talk to animals.
And also, that's what you're going to give him? No other abilities?
Illusions and animals. And then I can also do the other stuff with the boom and
invisibility. Okay.
And the invisibility. You were doing a mask. Like, I'm sorry. No.
You can't see this?
No, you would do this then.
I should have done that. Sorry. But yeah, so that's what she can do. Oh, do you tell him what Murphy can do? Or is that going to be a surprise?
That's going to be a surprise. Because she tends to sometimes be like, oh yeah, Murphy.
And he's indignant. Also, he's like a 40-pound cat. He's a big-ass cat.
I know. You keep making him bigger.
Yeah.
You keep on making that boy bigger.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because he's growing.
Because he's growing.
I forgot that he is growing. That's true.
He literally is growing. That's a thing.
Yeah.
He started out like a house cat. Now he's Maine Coon-sized. I think he's probably going to stay there.
Yeah.
Just remember, 4-foot Maine Coon. He's a big boy.
I'm going to have to get a baby Bjorn for this freaking cat.
He fits in the back. He fits in the backpack still. He just takes up the whole backpack now.
Yeah. I can't put anything else.
Sits down and looks at the top. At the dome. No, he doesn't like the dome.
And I'm Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
I'm the plant guy.
Gotcha.
You'll be my siblings as they decide to come along.
Okay. Did you mark off the last couple ones who showed up so they don't show up again?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I figured I'd ask. Yep. All right, so who's going to do the hopping?
I'll do the hopping.
Roll acrobatics. DC 15.
That's a 9 plus an 8 for a 17.
Yeah, you dexterously, you wait. What color do you go in?
You said
you pick.
Orange, purple, and green?
Yep.
I'll do orange.
Hop, hop, hop. And then you land in the thing, and you disappear. On the side of the brazier, one third of it lights up orange, and now it's flickering between
purple, the other two, purple and green.
Okay.
Well, I feel like.
Do you want to do purple?
I'll
or green?
Do purple, and you can have green.
I'll be happy to take green.
There it is.
Okay, so now you go next.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't roll yet. I have a thing for you.
And this is acrobatics.
Yes.
7 plus 8.
15 exactly. You almost eat it. But you end up landing and poof, disappear. Purple lights up.
Wait. If I had failed, I could add a D4.
That's correct, because you're a bunny person.
I was reading.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Art, as you're the last one standing there, you're going to notice that the remains of the snake, because there were some left, are slowly melting into the floor, and left behind is a single eye.
Ooh, I'll definitely take the eye.
You don't know what it does, but you.
I don't care. I'm taking the eye.
And you have an eye of the fire serpent.
We're collecting lots of monster parts now.
Okay.
All right, and then the green it snaps to green, and it no longer changes colors. And then you notice that every 3 seconds it turns off. So you really need to make sure. And it looks like it's getting weaker each time. So you probably need to do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I will definitely. So
essentially, you're going to get 3 shots of this to not fail.
Oh, you know my dice rolling. Okay. All right. Acrobatics.
Yeah.
6 plus 6 is 12.
You cannot vertically inspire yourself.
I know.
You have guidance? No.
No. Actually, I am going to use my last spell slot.
Enhance ability?
Uh-huh.
That's a smart-ass choice.
So that's what? Plus...
It's advantage.
Advantage.
Well, it's not his reaction, so you still eat it.
Yep.
Does it take fire damage from it?
Nope. No, he biffs... I'm sorry. You would take fire damage.
Thanks, new guy.
Take 7 points of fire damage.
Oof.
All right. Still good.
Looking for a second D20?
Huh?
You have to start.
I think you make it. On the dice alone.
I rolled a 19 and a 16, so...
Plus
19 plus 6 is a 25.
Yeah, you managed to do a nice little spin in the air as you land on the last, and you're like, see, this is what I do. And you guys appear, and you guys have been sitting in a pretty comfortable lounge.
Okay.
I assume I noticed that you're a little bit singed.
I've been singed through this whole thing. I'm pretty sure I'm black from head to foot.
Thank goodness.
Valerian will actually walk up to you, smack you on the shoulder, and say, you did good. You heal 7 points.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
I think he has way more points down than that.
Yeah, but...
It's the thought that counts.
You're using healing hands, or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
You actually heal more than that. You heal...
13?
Yeah, 13 points.
Are you trying to figure out which one of those you were using, Art?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it's this one.
Okay, if you just get a label, this is me.
as we're in the lounge, does Athena look injured at all?
Not really. I mean, sorry. Yes.
You haven't healed from the last fight.
I'm at 10.
Yeah, you're a little fucked up.
I'm at 10, yeah.
You gained 30 points.
Oh, what?
Plus.
All right.
37 total.
Oh, okay.
New guy got heals. Yeah, so, like I said, it's only like a minute behind when Chris comes through. And you hear a voice that says, please wait for your representative.
Who's our representative?
I don't know. We've never met the representative.
Though. Nope, you've never met anybody, anybody from this group. And a tray of fruit floats out of the an opening in the floor that then a table appears underneath the legs.
It's a poisonous. I don't care. I engorge myself.
And you mean you gorge yourself?
I keep filling myself up. I engorge on it.
As you finish it, another plate appears and the fruit, there's more fruit.
You sure that's wise?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten 8 fucking days.
You know what? That's fair.
I mean, your body was cooled down to the point where your metabolism was slowed,
yeah.
But you are still very hungry.
Yeah.
I
would have saved half of it for the rest of the group.
You ate half, they get half?
Yeah.
Makes sense. And you guys, you're probably left there for the better part of an hour. So, you can have a
out, right?
You could take a short rest.
Okay.
if and you want one.
Yes, I will definitely take a short rest.
Would you like to use any abilities that refresh on short rest really quick, Rob?
Nope.
Okay. You've got two pools that refill on short rest.
The one doesn't refill, only the key does.
Oh, really?
As far as I know.
I thought it did.
Let me double check the source.
Because it's based on the Warlock ability. I thought Warlock shit all came back on short rests.
Not everything Warlock comes back short rest.
Except for the Mystic Arcanum. But anyway, so you guys wait and wait and wait and wait. And like I said, it's an hour. Like, and there's you look on the walls and there are like journals, but you look at them and they're all in English. And they're all like traveling the tides. And Mysteries of the Depths.
That keeps piques my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I will pull a book and start reading.
Yeah. An hour passes, and then just a bit longer, and a door appears, and it opens, and out walks a man in a silverish blue robe, and not so tall. And he's got this just grin. And then he looks at you and then frowns. And he says, well, this is not what I was hoping for.
You were hoping for somebody older, weren't you?
No, I was hoping that Codex would still be here.
Well
and then the ball says, hey, I'm here.
I was like, going to say, technically he is.
He's like, well, that's good.
Would you fill me in on the
in the hour? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I give you guys an hour so you could kind of like be at least cordial with each other.
Yes.
And he says, my name is Shinsoku. You see, I bought the island off of the Atlanteans and built the academy here. And when I did, I located the first Drevara Institute. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been working directly with them. He says, I really hope to be able to see the three of you here. And he says, and not to discount you, Valerian, you've been doing great work with your team. I'm so sorry to hear about Big Gulp and Mercury.
You got it right.
They're fantastic heroes fantastic capes to be. And we're making sure their families are taken care of.
That's good to hear.
And the remains have been collected, and they are being brought to a genetics lab to see if we can reconstitute them. Because they were frozen, there's a chance. We don't know. But I wanted to let you know that was something that we are actively working on doing. And he looks around at you and he says, the Drevara Institute has been around since 10,000 BC, or longer even, and the Atlanteans used it to help keep the world in balance. He said, you know those games, the Assassin's Creed games? So he's like, think of us like the Assassins, but we kill fewer people.
Okay.
He says, while I still work for the FSA, I don't need to. I work for them because I think they try and do good. And I am the liaison between the two organizations. We're looking for the most powerful, most intelligent, and most selfless young capes to build a better next generation for the future.
Okay.
And the Drevara Institute tests that you've been going through are to put that to the test. And he says, I have a pretty good contact with Professor Tenzi, and I'll get your friend taken care of.
Okay. That would be great.
There's a good chance that she can reconstitute him. But until then, I believe his sister is a Gundam pilot. We met once on a patrol.
I believe so. That's
you met her.
Yeah,
you met her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she would love to have her brother riding shotgun for at least a little while.
That would probably be.
So he holds out a hand for it. He says, I'll
handle it.
It's like a McTaggart core is like a foot across. He was carrying a basketball, you know, and he kind of just like lugs it over, and you see a sword at his hip, you know, the black blade, but you notice it's not, or what you'd notice is it used to have a silver spiral to it. The silver spiral is missing. And he's been in the news enough to help save the world. That the silver spiral is missing, and it was glaring enough that you spotted it. Every one of you has seen this person, like, mm-hmm. not just the two who are here before.
So, what happened to your original blade?
He was a friend, and he deserved to be able to live his life.
Fair enough.
So we found his body, and I set him free.
Okay.
And now he works for the Dravar Institute. you'll meet Hero one of these days.
Okay.
If you see a 7-foot tall man mountain, that's probably Hero.
Okay.
Lots of pristine skin, but jet black.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. His skin is armor. He has a normal face, but anyway. You guys were chosen. Even among the students of Cape School, both the head of the leading team of each class were given an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You guys are the first to find me in particular, but to even find one of the Dravar Institutes. This was the second chance you could have found this particular meeting.
Okay. Obviously we missed one.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
He says, honestly, we're expecting like 3 or 4 more before you guys found us, so good on you there.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, I think it's more her abilities that allowed us to figure it out.
We were ecstatic to find out that you had someone immune to illusions. So it's going to be very useful.
Thank you.
He looks around at you guys and he says, you're going to do good work. And he looks at you, Valerian, and he says, we've already processed your transfer.
Okay.
You'll be going to Cape School Prime as of today.
Really?
Gee.
He hands you a new ID card. And it says on it, Team 1.
Thank you, sir.
And you're used to being Team 1, but now it's Team 1, and it's, you know.
No, we're Alpha.
Well, yes, we're Team 1-Alpha, and it's the Alpha symbol, which is the sideways,
it's
like a fish. and you guys, it matches your cards. He says, I've talked to your transfer over with Joker. He's aware.
Please tell me you didn't tell Bridget yet.
No, Bridget, Ms. Lance?
Yes. Our handler.
She wasn't on the email. No.
Oh, good.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, good. This is going to be fun.
Oh, God.
She's our handler.
By the way, I'm going to correct something. You are not on a team at your other school. There are no teams. It is cutthroat. You guys are just friends who went in together.
Gotcha. You guys get a handler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Welcome to the
big leagues.
Big leagues.
Thank you.
Yeah, you no longer have to carry your bags.
You ain't playing AAA ball no more.
I really didn't come with much.
Oh, I'm sure we can organize your.
I think you'll be
all right. His gear has already been transferred.
Okay.
We sent someone to gather up Codex's things to get him to his family and also transfer Valerian's objects to his room now.
Valerian, please play along when Bridget comes by.
I'll try.
Just tell her that you're Travis.
What? No. Oh, God.
But,
no.
Oh, jeez. You guys are no fun.
Shinsoku looks out at you guys and he says, as you now know, I'm here. I'm going to be your point of contact. And as of next week, I'm going to be taking over as headmaster. Oh. Joker will be head of special operations, like he probably should have been to begin with.
Okay.
Also known as, he'll be in charge of your expeditions. That's even scarier than it should have been. Just think about what happened just there. He looks at you and he grins. He says, he's a little nuts. In the best possible way.
With a nickname of Joker, I can imagine so.
He got that nickname because he doesn't make jokes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And also, he's a wild card when it comes to missions.
Okay.
Usually out for making sure that he gets whatever he can transferred here.
Oh, he's been pushing to get you here for months.
Cool.
Wow.
I don't like using the word cool right now.
Combat medics are incredibly valuable.
Yes.
We have the cheerleader here. She's the number one healer in the world. She can regenerate limbs with a touch at will. She has the regenerate spell at will.
Nice.
Yeah, she like it, on a battlefield, she's a force of nature. Every action, some people getting up. Everybody get up. And a once a day and a once a month res too. She is like really into him, but she's here because it's important to keep you guys. If let's say a kid loses an arm in training, to keep in training, let's get it back. Let's get them healed. Let's get their psyche eval done. You know.
Okay.
But you would know that
you're going to have a psyche eval. I'm sure.
Oh, you're going to have a long psyche eval. We are so sorry we kept you on ice. That was the only way to keep you safe. Those two instances were linked, and we had to wait for someone to come into this one. You could have been in there for up to a month.
That was not cool.
No, we're very sorry. We're sorry. he's like, I didn't make the decision. I'm not the head of the Drevar Institute. I'm just the liaison. And also, you realize that his handwriting is obviously what you found in the note in the box.
Yeah. Okay. I completely lost my thought. I know there was at least one other team that we had sent to the first one.
They're doing well. They haven't yet managed to trigger the second event. Okay. And that is done purely based on their team cohesion. And it seems like they should be there within a week or so.
Okay. I'm just making sure that they're not going
to. Here's the thing. You're not to tell them anything about this. Yes, the third instance is always a trap.
Okay.
You had an ability to stop it, and you made the wrong decision.
You throw like a girl from Travis.
Oh, and Travis says, and he throws like a girl.
I'll be happy to ship you back to your sister.
Yeah, that's from the lectern. Like I want to say he like made a lectern appear next to him, and he set Travis on it. And he looks over at Murphy. He says, "You could have absorbed the blast."
Listen, we discussed it after the game. I fucked up, and I didn't know, and I'm sorry.
Then this is not Paul giving you shit. You made the decision.
I know.
But you said we talked after the game. That would not be what she said.
That's me, though. But also, I don't know. I don't know what would be best, but I feel like she would.
The answer was keep Murphy big and have him land on top of it. But how would you know to do that?
Yeah,
he already died.
He died, but he would have been immune if it was fire.
Right. Correct. He wouldn't have been dead.
I didn't know that it had to be fire, though.
How would you know?
Exactly. Yep,
exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. He said you had a chance.
Right.
Two chances, actually. But anyway, that's beyond what most teams have.
Right.
Just be aware. I believe one of them is the super creative one, isn't yes. it? There's a good chance they'll survive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
But if you tell them anything about it, we'll have to change the scenario. As of now, they have a 95% chance of survival.
Okay.
If they change it, it drops to 30%.
No, they won't hear anything from us.
Understood. Well, I'd like to welcome you back to Cape School and inform you that I believe you guys are on track to advance soon.
Advance room?
Advance to a new set of challenges.
Oh.
So trust me, I have a habit of sending people places and going to get them. So don't worry about how you're going to get there. I'll make sure you get where you need to be.
Alrighty then.
And, have a great day, everybody. And he snaps his fingers. Or how did Shinsoku trigger his teleports?
Usually it water just.
Oh yeah, the water floods off of him and coats you guys, and you disappear, and you end up standing like 20 feet from the wall on a set of benches that weren't there before.
I'm kind of freaking out.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So first things first. Hey, Bridget. We're back online.
Hey, Chris. How was the Drevara Institute?
We need to meet. Meet you up by the coffee machine.
I can be at your location in about 33 seconds.
No. Meet at the coffee machine. We'll come to you.
I'm already there.
That's fine. You wait there. We'll be right there.
All right. Then we want their usual?
Hold off on codexes.
Odd. He loves. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That was Bridget.
Okay.
She's actually. You didn't hear her.
Oh, he's not. He's not connected yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shinsoko would have given him the injection so he'd have it. So yes, you did hear that. And she says, "Hi, I'm Veronica. I'm your personal AI assistant."
Cool.
Ask me any question you can. I have access to only the local net. I don't have access to the internet. Jen is my big sister.
Okay.
So.
And Jen is a published, like, people know she exists now. Not more like they know it's her as an AI. It is not known that she is a true AI by anybody except for very few people.
So, we'll take them back to the dorms.
Yep. You head back and
head upstairs.
Yep. And you make your way up, and Bridget has your drinks like hot and ready as you're walking in the door, because obviously she does. And she says, "Where's Codex?"
Well,
hi, I'm Valerian.
This is Valerian.
He's
our new teammate.
This is another sibling of yours?
No.
She shakes your hand, and electricity shoots up your arm, and you can't move. Who is he, and what happened to Codex? You cannot. Codex, you're paralyzed.
Codex sacrificed himself to save us.
She breaks the glass. She breaks the container she's holding. She shatters
dead.
It.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
When you say sacrifice, it implies
finality. It's finality is such a cut and dry thing.
He's a ball now.
He got transferred into
She taps Valerian in the chest, and he falls into a chair, and he's perfectly conformed to the chair.
He got absorbed into the Mech Titan core.
Okay, so his mind is still here.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said.
Well, we need to get him to Tenzi then.
It's been taken care of. Can you please let him go? He's been
I don't know who he is. Hold on. I just got an email.
So sorry, we forgot to add you to the email list. So here's the situation.
That's exactly what it is. She speed reads it. She says, "Oh," and she touches the side of your neck, and like a wave of de-stressing hormones go through you, and the electricity goes away.
You said I was paralyzed. I can fix that. Healing hands to remove paralysis.
It was electrolysis holding all your muscles in place. You couldn't move.
But if it was a paralyzed condition,
You could have. If you could move your hands.
It doesn't say I need to touch. If I have to heal myself, do I actually have to touch myself?
Yes. Like, at least your palm touching. That way, if you're paralyzed, you can't unparalyze yourself.
Shit.
But anyway, she says, "I'm so sorry." But she does, like, this acupuncture shit on your neck and de-stress. Like, a wave of, like, relaxation flows through you. You almost think you have to poop, and then you manage to cut it off.
Hell. What is with you people?
I'm very protective of my own, and I guess you're going to join that group. So, I'm sorry. What would you like to drink?
I'll take coffee black.
Any particular roast? Dark. More or less caffeine?
Dark roast.
Dark roast. A heathen, understood. And walks over. No coffee lover drinks a true dark roast. Medium roast is about as dark as anybody goes. She goes over and she pulls, like, she doesn't even get out, like, the big machine. She walks to the side, pulls out a carafe and pours it, walks it over and hands it to you.
Yep. Warmth.
So, I don't know what the email said.
I know what happened to Codex.
Okay.
I know that Shinsoku is taking over as headmaster, which, honestly, Joker is going to be over the moon. And she walks over and gives you a lid for your cup because you're shaking.
It's empty.
She walks back, gets you a full, holds a thermos with an open top, fills it, puts the lid on and hands it to you.
Thank you.
As Rob the player is shivering in his chair, going full method on this shit. And yeah, so
I'll go over to the counter and grab the plate of sweets and put it down next to him.
Thank you.
Yeah, get him in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have hot tubs here?
Wait a minute, we have a hot tub?
Oh, sorry, that's in the teacher's lounge.
What?
Hold on, let me get you guys approval for one night. Hold on. Yeah, you're here.
You guys are so spoiled.
No, it's in the teacher's lounge.
Compared to like my school.
Oh, yeah, no, you had, it was like a dormitory where you guys slept in barracks. You know?
Wait till you see your room.
Oh, yeah.
I get my own room?
Mm-hmm. Well, you get
part of the suite.
Third of the suite. There's a common room and three rooms off of it.
Okay.
With your own bathroom.
Yeah. You get your own bathroom, you get your own private
room. All right, I have you guys cleared to I have you guys cleared to use the teacher's lounge hot tub, well, sauna, for the next 2 hours. So you're welcome to go. It's like 5 o'clock, it's like 6 o'clock. People aren't gonna be in there now. If you go now, you'll get to use it.
Which way?
She says, as part of my gift to the team, she pulls out a backpack from underneath the thing. Or she pulls and hands it to you.
Thank you.
And as you put it, and as you touch it, your suit acknowledges it. And she says, just put it on and it'll take care of itself.
Okay.
It assimilates. And it becomes just like a glider vein, so you can pop out. And it, she says, once a day, those nanites will allow you to be form glider veins.
Oh.
Cool. Oh. Okay.
So oh, by the way, the teacher's lounge is in the basement, so just go down.
Okay.
He takes off running. Probably getting himself lost along the way.
I was going to say.
There's an elevator and a B. Like, if you fuck that up with the 20 wisdom, you have problems.
Yeah, but I also have a 90 move speed.
As he's about 10 feet ahead of us, I'm going to say, oh, Quix is going to have such a fun time.
Yes.
You.
What was Quix? Was it Quix?
I'm referring to him as Quix. It's Q, but yes.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't remember giving him a full name, so yeah. No. All right, so I assume you guys meet up in the hot tub, and it's, and like you stop at your bedroom to get bathing suits, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You show him.
Well, except for Valerian.
You show Valerian to his room.
Yeah.
And Valerian, you are floored. It's like at least a 4-star hotel to you.
Shit.
It's nicer than your uncle's aunt and uncle's place, which, and they're well off. It's nicer than their place.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Fully stocked kitchen outside.
Hey, Veronica?
Yes.
What's the tuition here?
Government funded? I'm sorry, privately funded?
So does that mean I have to pay or no?
No, though, there is a gala at the end of your 4 years that you're required to go to for the Alanopolis Foundation.
So it's all inclusive.
Correct.
Yeah.
call it a full ride scholarship.
Yeah.
All right. No, hot tub first. No phone calls later. Hot tub first.
There are no phone calls.
Yes, there are from designated locations.
True. But yes, you have to make sure that it's
approved
before you.
It's actually in a handbook that essentially it's like before you can use your phone, it has like a handbook you have to read, and it like actually makes you read it.
Yeah, it tracks your eye as you're reading.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't just scroll to the bottom and hit okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys don't go into the
basement.
I'll hand him an extra swimsuit.
I assume he has one. Yeah, you had swim training.
Yeah,
it's like a sports swimsuit, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys make your way downstairs. You see that Jack, Hammer, and Sledgehammer are both using the hot tub, but they welcome you over. Also, the elevator went down and then slanted to the middle.
So weird.
It was a translocator rather than an elevator at that point.
Mm-hmm. So.
No teachers in the hot tub with students.
They're like on the other side. It's not a small hot tub. This is a 40-foot long hot tub.
Like with a spring.
40-foot by 20. Yeah, it's like a hot spring rather than a hot tub.
Okay.
And they're on one side and they say, you know, you guys can use that side. We're not usually here. Just leave us alone. Muscle aches are old. We're old. Leave us alone. They're not old. They just say that. Let's leave us the fuck alone.
Okay.
Even though I rolled an 8 for super knowledge, I'm pretty sure I would recognize
Jack. The Hammer Brothers. Yeah, you know that they're known as the, like, they're the Hammer Brothers. They have never been officially affiliated with the FSA. They own their own small super firm, cape firm, and they're primarily known for taking down ex-military cowls because they know how they think. A surprisingly low lethality rate, though.
Cool.
Well, yeah, because it's covered up.
No. Like, the people make it to jail.
Oh, okay.
Which is unusual. When you've got a cowl that's got enough power to kill hundreds of people, you don't blink about killing them because it's them or the people in most people's minds.
Yeah. Sorry.
And they're very good at taking them down safely.
Nice.
I'm assuming my uncle has sparred with Jack Hammer.
Jack didn't do much martial arts.
It was the dex-based one, so that's what I was assuming.
They maybe once or twice, but your uncle's more a hardline martial artist than Jack Hammer, who's more really fucking athletic and knows, like, what's the one from the Israeli Special Forces?
The Mossad?
Yeah, but it's what's the name of it? Oh, come on. It's like the most effective killing strikes and paralyzing strikes. It's all things to disable the enemy. I cannot think of the name. Oh, it's going to bother me. I
want to say it's Mossad.
The Mossad is the
Mossad group. Is the thing, but that's the...
Or Tel Aviv. Those are the only things I'm thinking of for that.
Krav Maga.
Oh, that's the martial arts
that. Yes, it's all killing strikes and disabling strikes. There's no, oh, this is how you fight to block. No, it's I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to put you, or I'm going to make you not able to kill me. So, your uncle did not appreciate that when he fights, you know, martial arts, kickboxing, Muay Thai, the whole nine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you guys, you go and you warm up and you finally feel warm.
Thank Loa.
I cannot hear you, sir.
This is the life.
Well, it's only for one night, so.
Exactly.
No, I was told this was a full ride.
Being in here is for and the one song- night.
Oh, I know, but.
Listen, man.
And it's more of an onsen than anything, to be honest.
Yeah. You should have seen how it was at the feeder school.
Yeah.
This is the life.
That's fair.
I like to imagine, like, they you have a video that you can show them of what the room is like. So, like, it wasn't that bad. Now it's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got your standard, what, 10 by 15?
No, it was all the boys in, group boys split into three groups, girls split into three groups, a bunkhouse of 20, 20 of each, like, six, you know, so six bunkhouses. That was the school.
Okay.
And hyper competitive, like your grade drops 5% and you could be kicked to the next tier down. It was really, really competitive. And there's the one in Texas is even worse.
This is the life.
So you guys can kind of just chat a little bit here and get to know each other. Well, Valerian, why don't you go through what your powers do and things like that for them? Because they've explained what they can do, but you kind of haven't yourself.
Well, I can see spirits. I've been doing my best to help them move on.
Mm-hmm.
As you probably can tell, I'm a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I punch things, I can heal people.
Oh.
Okay, that'll be helpful. Can you heal yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, that's even better.
So if you punch yourself, could you heal yourself?
It doesn't quite work like that.
Oh.
But I like your thought.
Thank you.
All right, so that's... You guys get to know each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to talk about?
How about the question of the day, Paul?
I think that's the perfect time. Question of the day... Growing up, who was your best friend?
Well, mine's easy.
Yeah, yours already met mine. Yours is already met, but I don't know for the other two. Who? So I'm going to say, besides him for you, Art, who is your the other person you spent the most time with? Maybe not a best friend because you already have one, but like, and your dad doesn't count.
That's a good one.
I think you told me. No, maybe not. What was that girl's name?
Oh, yeah. That's as close to...
Like a girl next door kind of friendship thing? Like, yeah. You know, the friendship since forever?
Yep. Yeah. Hang on, I'll get the name. Julie.
Julie.
So, that, yeah. Those...
Natalie, do you have an answer?
Well, her name back then was Stephanie, but you may know her now as Sylphus.
Sylph, you mean?
Sylph. Sorry.
So Sylph's real name is Stephanie?
Yes.
Well, my ass didn't know that. Let me find a fucking note card. Hold
on. You're welcome. I added something for you. You're welcome.
Oh. Got it.
And then you can write that Tychus was... That's why... Because Tychus, and I thought Sylphus. Tychus' real name is Trevor.
Tyler, you said?
Trevor. Is there already a Trevor?
No. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So Sylphus, Stephanie, and Tychus. And were they friends or were they forced together?
Those two?
Me no, and her? You two.
We natural, like, I mean, like... They didn't get their powers until
they were like 10.
Right, but they all live in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
And so they were neighborhood friends, and then they actually became friends, and then once the powers came...
And yours didn't, as far as they were concerned.
When they thawed, they kind of distanced themselves.
That's super interesting. Okay. That's good notes. I like it.
You're welcome.
Rob?
My best friend growing up. Her name is Kimberly Mays, and her...
Like Billy Mays' kid? Great-grandkid?
Same last name, but no, okay. Not related. Kind of more like a ninja-based power set.
Okay.
More stealth, and she was a sparring partner of mine. And actually helped me with my dexterity and stealth.
And I'm going to say she got denied entrance to Cape School, and she wouldn't tell you why. You can write that down, because it'll come up later. And on that kind of backwards episode, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye. Take care.